What are we gonna do tonight, Brian?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Listen to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm beyond excited to talk all things drums with the legendary Dio Black Sabbath drummer, among many, many, many more acts, an inductee in the Hall of Heavy Metal History, or the author. Yes, sir.
If you're going to say the name right.
Vinny Appice.
Yes.
I got you. I did my homework. It's a pleasure. Thanks for a few minutes, Vinny. How are you?
Said the name right.
I got it right. Yeah. Good. We're off to a good start here.
Okay.
So I've been drumming since I was 11 years old. You know, I play in the Asbury Park music scene, Stone Pony a lot. Right now, it's tough. We're putting out CDs. We're doing pay-to-play gigs. We deal with promoters. The rock industry for local bands are tough. What advice would you have to people coming up in bands and working hard, putting out records right now, trying to make a name for themselves?
You know, you gotta stick with it. You know, it's a crazy business now because the record people downloading and stuff. But the internet changed a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Able to actually get your product out there by putting it up and getting people to listen to it. So
yeah.
In a way it's good, in a way it's like people expecting free music.
Exactly. Exactly.
You just gotta build up a following when you're playing live. When you can bring in some people, then stop paying to play.
Exactly.
I mean, we're drawing a couple hundred people. You got to pay us now.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, I like this guy already. Hey, tell us a little bit about Drum Wars. It's so fun for me watching, you know, almost those drum battles that you have going on YouTube. Tell us a little bit how that idea happened, and tell us a little bit about performing in Drum Wars.
Well, a long time ago, like in the 90s, Colin and I did some drum clips together for Sabian Cymbals.
Nice.
It was so successful. Places were like jam-packed, and we had a great time. So we said, well, you know, we got to do this again sometime, but we both our schedules, we never got to do it. Until about four years ago, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, let's, you know, put a show together and do it. And the show started out very drum-oriented.
Nice.
And then we realized that we need to make it more rock out so we can play the venues. You know, we don't want to just be drum clinics. So we've got a band, and we do history from both our music with a little bit of drum craziness in the middle of things. And now it's like a high-energy rock show.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We kick each other's ass.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Bring out the best in each other. That's really cool. And lastly, I know you're very busy. Real quick, and thanks for a few minutes, Vinny. I appreciate it. You know, I have a couple tricks up my sleeve when I play. I like to do a lot of the visuals and stuff. How important do you think visuals and tricks are during a drummer's performance?
I think visuals are great. They obviously look great. I don't do them because I never have. And then I'm known for just other things.
Yeah, you stand up. You have the drums up top. You stand up.
Yeah, but I don't do that. You know.
Right, right.
Now, but I'm known for the way I play.
Absolutely.
My brother does a lot of things.
Yeah, I understand.
It'd be stupid if we both did it. I don't need to do it. He does.
There it is. Vinny, thank you so much for a few minutes. Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.